Well, Monica Lewinsky comes out with a new book, Game of Thongs. Well, what do you know?
Live from Charleston, West Virginia, Virginia to Jacksonville, Florida, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's music from Twin Forks, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who was born Ha Ha Feldman, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay, ha ha!
So, you know, what is it about the word Virginia that gives you problems?
I don't know. Maybe my coffee just hasn't kicked in yet.
Okay. That's one possibility.
Yeah, could be.
All right. In the news that isn't, thanks to so-called health lobbies, you can't find Gatorade with flame retardant for love nor money. That's what gave it the kick, was that flame retardant in your Gatorade. The Supreme Court says prayer is okay at town boards. During their meetings in the, you know, since prayer is about the only thing a town board has. So. The CEO of Target has his identity stolen. Well, the CEO of, Putin returns to the scene of the Crimea. Visited the new capital there, Putinville, to ride the Putinville trolley. Where you enter through the Arc de Putin. No, they got giant statues of Putin with crossed paddles for some reason. Shirtless. Shirtless Putin with paddles. Very impressive. I don't know why they did that. They had to work quick, though. You know, they had to get something up for the Arc real quick. In other news, Wisconsin secessionist Republicans are nowhere to be found. Apparently, they left. I don't know. The funny thing is, no search party. It's the Republican rapture. They all left there. So, someplace better, the UP, we don't know. For Mother's Day, how about a Benghazi panel? What? You say she'll never use it? Okay. Johnny football to Cleveland, Browns, where he will be known as Johnny Dog Pound. Wearing jersey number 22, his number, when he got drafted. Mitt Romney says minimum wage should be raised to $1.75. Unlike Photo Mart, Snapchat photos do not disappear forever. You got to be of a certain age and disposition to understand that. After the smartphone kill switch, how about a gun kill switch? Hate to editorialize, but I was just thinking. NOAA's been warned to stay out of Chinese territorial waters. They've been extending them, you know. Now they go right off the coast of Orange County. That's all Chinese water out there. The airlines resist showing actual price of tickets. The tax, airport fees, okay, but recappable tires? What's that doing on there? Take a Tron service fee? Come on. Okay, come on. Nintendo says there will be no gay Tomodachi life in their new game. So that's a setback for all the gay Tomodachi players. You know, with those big heads and those tiny little bodies, nothing's going to happen there anyhow. What's the big deal? Can you imagine Nintendo? Never mind. Unseptium is the latest element. It only exists for a trillionth of a second, so it's really unseptium. In Wisconsin, the John DOE probe may be over, but Scott Walker's John DOUGH goes on. That's an editorial, too. I should say that. Okay. The gospel of Jesus' wife. You heard about this? They found this parchment, which is believed to be the gospel of the wife of Jesus, and they finally translated it. It reads, a carpenter and the door hanging off the hinges for 10 years. After all, she was a Jewish wife. And finally, and I mean that, scientists create a virtual universe that makes something 350 million light years squared fit into a locker at Grand Central Station, where they await the return of Kay. And that's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Good night. Or good day. Paul Harvey didn't have that trademark. Page 3.